Well, I just kind of packed up my stuff and went and called them and said I was going to finish high school from there.
Singer-songwriter Holly Miranda started young in music. She moved to New York City from her home state of Michigan when she was only 16. But that doesn't mean she wasn't thinking about her future. She finished high school by correspondence. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi there, this is Rita Houston. When Holly Miranda decided as a teenager that she wanted to be a musician, New York seemed like the only place to go. So she came. Since then, she's been doing pretty well for herself, scoring a record deal with BMG almost immediately. But that didn't really work out, and Holly's first album was never released. She eventually left BMG and ended up working both as a solo artist and as part of the band The Jealous Girlfriends. Holly recorded her new solo album, The Magician's Private Library, with her friend and producer, Dave Sitek, of TV on the Radio. And she told the Alternate Sides, Elisa Alley, recording that album was a pretty dreamy experience.
Do you take a lot of inspiration from dreams?
I guess I do. I really didn't realize it until I started doing interviews for this record, and how much there was about dreams. I think a lot of it's actually about waking up from something. The song start with that. I think the next song we're about to play is going to start with that too. But I think that I figured out why I was doing the interviews in Brussels. Felt like I was being psychoanalyzed. Their questions were so intense that I felt like I was in therapy. And I realized I remembered my first memory.
You remembered your first memory?
Yeah, my first memory, I think at the age of two, is waking up from my first dream. So maybe that's why.
So what was it?
I don't remember the dream. I just remember waking up and being totally disturbed by, like, not understanding what had just happened and just crying. That's my first memory.
Do you remember your dreams often?
Yeah, I dreamt
some people
I was a
don't.
Horse the other night.
Oh yeah.
Sneaking words into your pockets, bleeding lips from my veins. I was riding behind your ears if I thought you wouldn't forget I was there for you. Ooh. You.
So you went to New York to go visit your big sister when you were 16, and then you decided, you know what, I'm not going home.
No, I came out here for like a couple weeks over the summer, and I played my first open mic at the Sidewalk Cafe, and I'd written two songs, and I got up and played my two songs, and they offered me a gig, and so I took the gig, but I had to go home and write more songs, and the guy Latch is the anti-hootenanny, and he wrote up a little review and mailed it to me, and it was my first piece of press. And I went downstairs to show my mom, and she was making soup, and I read it to her, and she said, I think this soup needs more salt. It was that moment where I just realized, like, I have to get out of here. Not to run away, but it was just like, if I'm gonna do this, like, it's not gonna happen here. So then I went back and I called and said, yeah, I'm not coming home.
Watch you walk so many times.
Holly Miranda with Waves and Mark My Words. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Hear more from Holly Miranda at thealternateside.org.